This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. COVID-19 hospitalizations are going up in the state. They've been rising for a month and this week topped 200 for the first time since late August. They're up nearly three dozen from last week. The test positivity rate rose to nearly 10%. That's doubled in less than a month. That figure does not include most home rapid tests. The last 2 years, Colorado has seen the pandemic's biggest waves build as the weather gets colder. Dr. Michelle Barron is an infectious disease expert at UC Health.
It's what we see with the changing seasons, right?
She says the best defense is getting an Omicron booster shot, wearing a mask, and washing your hands. The city of Idaho Springs, west of Denver, has settled a lawsuit with the family of a 76-year-old man who was severely injured during an arrest last year. Body cam footage showed police firing a taser at Michael Clark, causing him to fall and hit his head, which led to a stroke. Sarah Shelke is his lawyer.
These officers did not have the training nor any interest in de-escalating this encounter, and instead did what appears to be a cultural phenomenon with police in this area, which was to violently escalate it.
The two officers involved have been fired. One pleaded guilty to assault charges and was sentenced to probation. Idaho Springs settled the suit for $7 million. Republican lawmakers will pick a new House minority leader next Thursday. The vote comes after minority leader Hugh McKean died from a heart attack last weekend. He was 55 years old. You are listening to CPR News and KRCC. It's 3:06.